At the moment, of course, we've been talking all morning about the current financial concerns that ordinary South Africans and residents of the city of Cape Town have been facing and continue to face, unfortunately. And we thought it was perhaps important that we also get some insight as to what we can expect on a municipal level, on a local government level, as it relates to the proposed budget by the city of Cape Town and how that may impact on us. And joining us this morning, we are joined by the MACO member of finance in the city of Cape Town, Siseko Mbandezi. Siseko, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning to you, and good morning to your listeners. Thanks for having me here.
It's an absolute pleasure. Give us a rough overview as to what the proposed budget of the city of Cape Town looks like.
Okay, thanks very much. Look, the last week Thursday, the city has tabled what we propose to be invested in HOPE budget for the coming year, 25-26. With a record infrastructure investment of 39.7 billion rand over the next 3 years, bigger than the three metros in Johannesburg, by the way. And as you would imagine, that every budget, even a household budget for that matter, is a balancing act. So we had to find a balancing between the limitation on our sources of funding, in our case being the rates and the tariffs and the grants and the borrowing, and also other revenue that we collect. And also with that, look at the necessary investment that are needed for the city of Cape Town, which is a fast-growing city. And also the fact that, in fact, that's a balancing act, therefore, is between our bold plans to build the city of Cape Town for the future and the need to shield, at the very same time, our most vulnerable residents from the enormous financial pressures that make their daily lives very hard. You've seen what happened as well in Parliament. That would also, make another pressure to the residents. So we had to look at all of that. Mm-hmm. So that's roughly what we did in the tabled budget last week, Thursday.
Yeah. Let's speak then about how much it's going to cost the residents, or how much more things are going to be costing for residents of the city of Cape Town from a percentage increase perspective. But before we even get to that, are there any new revenue or income generating proposals that are in this budget?
The draft budget does make a proposal into the tariff restructuring. So we have announced that there will be tariff restructuring reforms, with the relief, obviously, on the cards for the lower income household, because these structural changes and categories and annual average percentages increases in the municipal bill will vary, obviously. But as always, affordability across customer bands is key, as well as safeguarding the income required to pay for service delivery. And because all the rates and tariff income is used to enable service delivery across the metro. And then quickly, I want to just quickly go to the big ones, the electricity and the waste refuse increase. And the key relief for households around electricity is a big one. You remember that Eskom has a proposed increase of 11.32%, but the city of Cape Town electricity customers will just see a 2% increase on average. Just a 2% increase on average. And obviously the second one was the waste collection increases by 7.36%. And also the introduction of a city-wide cleaning charge that the ratepayers will see from the first of July, 2025. So those are the two key that to me are important for people then to note.
Yeah, I think essentially, if one looks at the investment into infrastructure in the city of Cape Town, I don't think anyone could you know, argue that the city of Cape Town is not investing in infrastructure. At times, though, I think the reality is that already vulnerable residents in the city often have to bear the cost of that. And I'm wondering then how that all then ties into the broader picture of the issues of, you know, the tariffs on water and the cost of water, the cost of electricity. We've touched on the 2% increase. Would there be any further increases on top of that in terms of the overall tariffs? And if so, what does that number come to on electricity, on water, on refuse, etc., so that people can start doing their calculations and make a determination whether or not they are for or against this particular budget tabled by the City of Cape Town?
Okay, thanks for that. You touched on a very important matter of the infrastructure investment. I think everybody in Cape Town would agree with me that we are in a better position than the rest of the country. Certainly, we are in a better position than the guys in the north. Joburg is falling apart precisely because there is no deliberate investment on the infrastructure. I mean, Johannesburg has a problem of water, but the problem of water is not due to the fact that the dams are empty, but the problem of water is due to the fact that the infrastructure is old, it is collapsing. So in the city of Cape Town, we do exactly the opposite, because we don't want to find ourselves in that position. Hence then, correctly, in the water and sanitation space department, we have fixed charges that obviously will result again in some relief in the lower income households. And these charges, as you remember in the past, the pipe collection, I mean the pipe charge was linked to the pipe size, but that has changed now. We are proposing that it be linked to the property value, and also there is a sanitation a charge as well. For our residents, precisely because we are in a position to really invest in the security of water for the future. That is very, very important. We know and we see the kind of infrastructure that we do post them: Akron Wastewater Treatment Plant, Makaza Treatment Plant. So these are also very critical and important that we make such an investment. And then I think on the electricity, I've indicated already that with the Eskom 11.32% increase, the city is proposing just a 2% increase with regards to electricity. So we didn't follow the 11.32% increase of Eskom. And lastly, for those that are really, really financially pressured, we have increased our social relief to 5.2 billion rand for those who are in need of financial relief. So that is really, like I indicated earlier, that is really the balancing act that one has had to do. And then lastly, again on electricity, the lifeline tariffs. Again, means that the customers who are using 600 units a month will still pay roughly the same rate as they did in 3 years ago. And if customers then stay within 450 units monthly average for the 12 months, they then remain in lifeline. But then customers who are in domestic tariff will make a we're proposing for them to make a monthly fixed charge of 59.90 rand, and home user tariffs would make a 339.89 rand. Mm. So those are the other key important features in the electricity space.
Yeah. Overall, collectively, how much more as a percentage of the current cost of ordinary residents will residents of the City of Cape Town have to pay, combining all of those new revenue streams and the proposed increases to the various tariffs?
Remember, it would vary because of the property value and also the consumption that would go with a particular property owner in Cape Town. However, residents can visit the rates calculator on the city's website and look at how the proposed changes will affect their municipal account. Mm. But we've taken into really account that the changes should be as minimal as possible. But from where I am today, and as I'm talking to you, I can't be able to give you a round figure because a property value would determine as to how one would, the changes that would come into effect. As I indicated, remember water, I've indicated that we're not now looking at the size of the park, but we're linking it to the property value. So that would vary, therefore, depending on the property value. The citywide cleaning tariff as well is linked to a property value, so it will also vary there. So, but residents, I encourage them to go to the city's website and go to the rates calculator to see the impact that the proposed budget would have come the 1st of July 2025.
Mm. For people that perhaps would like to comment on this budget or in terms of the overall public participation of this particular budget, how do they do so?
Okay, in terms of public participation, it is an ongoing process for this month. The residents can check on the... Firstly, they can submit comments on the budget comments, I think, at capetown.gov.za. Alternatively, they can, submit their comments in a public meeting that will take place in their respective areas. And they can just be on the lookout whether on Facebook or on the website, when is the next round of public participation where the city officials together, in fact, the staff council chairperson and the ward councillors would make a presentation of the budget of the city and the budget of a local area, what is in store for that local area. And then they can, in that meeting, make also suggestion and comment, and we will take those into account. So it is in the public participation meeting, and secondly, it can be an email. Thirdly, one can drop in the comment box in the sub-council offices as well. But the public participation is ending at the end of this month.
Michael Member, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, sir.